Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, September 23rd. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2.5 cents at 366 and 3/4, December wheat down 2.25 cents at 555 and 3/4, and November beans down a nickel at 1014. One story of note, after 60 years in broadcasting, Orion Samuelson of WGN has decided to retire. Certainly wish Orion the very best out there. Anytime we were together in any kind of a speaking thing, he was always a real gentleman to me, and I appreciate his support over the years. I got to know him a little bit better when I was able to introduce him at the American Banking Association Ag Lenders Conference, and he's got a book out that he wrote about 4 or 5 years ago that's certainly worth reading. It goes back over really 60 years of American agriculture. Certainly worth a read. The grains today are under a little bit of pressure. The harvest weather looks great through Saturday. I think we're going to see a lot of activity getting done. Yields are coming in a little bit better than expected. All that's weighing on the markets. Plus, saw Rosh Hashanah by Yom Kippur. I still think long-term these markets are going to rally, but due for a setback in here. We did sell 126,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. So the outside buying continues. It's going to be, I think, a tough day here. The dollar is up 18. Silver's down another 90 cents an ounce. Gold's down another $20 an ounce. So that may provide a little bit of headway for the grains here. We might get a little opening boost here because of the exports, but I think the pros are willing to sell it, looking for some support down around $10 in the beans. I'd like to see the corn stay over, close over 364. We start closing under 363. I think that shows a little bit of weakness out here that we really don't want to see. But overall, I still think we're going to see plenty of Chinese buying. There was the report out yesterday that China may be down to the last 2 or 3 months of pork. They're going to want to rebuild their herd. It's going to take corn and meal to do that. So I just don't want to get too bearish down here. Knowing that the Chinese could be running out of pork, I think that's positive for grains and positive for hogs as well. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.